Good afternoon. My name is Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 119th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Akil Mohaldin. He is a journalist and a graphic designer from Baghdad, Iraq, who attended Baghdad University and later worked for USAID. He and his family came to the United States in 2010, first to Michigan, then to Texas, and finally to Maine in 2013. He's been a citizen for just over a year now and is here to talk about a number of things, including his new Arabic newspaper called Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Welcome to New Mainers Speak, Akil.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me in your show.
It's such a pleasure.
Thank you.
So can you paint a picture for us regarding your life as a child in Iraq? What kinds of things that you did there and the memories that you cherish now?
Well, first, my name is Akil. I'm originally from Baghdad, Iraq. Proudly, I'm a U.S. citizen now. I'm from a middle-class family. My father was author and a journalist. He was interested in many fields like sociology, art, literature, music. He lived in China like 8 years. He was teaching Arabic language in China. Also, he learned how to speak and write and read Chinese. So he created Chinese language. Created a dictionary in English and Chinese. Well, my childhood or my life in Iraq, if you ask me this question before I come to USA, my answer is going to be different than now. Before coming to U.S., I felt my life in Iraq was normal. I mean, it's normal there is a war, it's normal there is hunger, it's normal there is hopeless. So I felt this is the world and this is the life. And it's a normal challenges and difficulties that could any human being facing it. But when I came here, it's like that warrior, he didn't pay attention to his injuries. During the war, but when the war stopped, he just paid attention that he has a lot of injuries in his body. So when I came here, yeah, there is a life difficulties here and challenges, but it's normal because every time I pass every challenge and difficulty here, there is a progress. So that's why I call it normal.
Yeah, right. You get habituated. It becomes a habit or it's just your normal way of doing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yep.
When you think back to your childhood, do you have any sweet memories that you pull up here and recall fond memories of special foods or smells or of life there as a child?
Well, when I was like probably 5 or 6 years old, I liked to draw, and I still remember this, and I will keep remembering this. Someday when I drew something on a piece of paper, and I saw my father, when I done with that drawing, he took it and he framed it and he hung it on a wall. Mm. So, you know, after years, so when I studied arts, so someday I went to that room with so many books of my father. So I was doing something like looking for a book. I found that, you know, that piece of paper framed. So, you know, I smiled with myself because I remembered when he framed it. And so
he valued your art at an early age.
Yeah.
He could see you were good.
Then after, you know, after smiling, I laughed because it was nothing. It just some colors, you know, and with shapes with no shape. I don't know what to say.
But did it encourage you to keep drawing?
So I think he is the reason of everything good I have.
Yeah. Wow. What a powerful role model he was for you. Yeah. So you mentioned that he made a Chinese Arabic dictionary and a number of other books. He loved language. And I wonder if that was what influenced you and some of your siblings to be so engaged with writing and designing as you've become.
Well, we had many things in our home, but most things that you found in every corner in that home is book, ink, papers. So, yeah, me and my brothers, we, all of us, learned from our father. So everybody of us has something in art, like writing, drawing, painting, music. So it's in our blood.
Yes, I think it is. It's funny how that works. So as a grown man, after you had finished your training as a designer, you worked for USAID while in Iraq. What can you tell us about that work that you did for 5 years with them?
I worked for USAID as a graphic designer in a public relationship. Then I was responsible of doing the visual identity of the project and all these, you know, courses, workshops, conferences. Then I started doing field visit to check, to collect information, also to check the impact of the USAID projects on people's lives. My English wasn't that perfect or wasn't that good. I'm not saying my English is perfect, but wasn't that good. So it's one day I decided to improve my English. So I started reading all emails and reviewing them in home and repeating them, memorizing them, trying to make sentences. I needed to improve my English language to explain and describe my work, artwork.
I see. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting way to do it. A lot of people say with movies, but you did it with emails. So since 2010, you have lived in Michigan, Texas, and Maine. I wondered if you could tell us about what you found in Maine that you didn't find in other regions of the same country.
Every state, every city has something special. But Portland, Maine, I'm going to say just a few words describing how do I look at Portland or Maine. There is some places there is some places living inside us. We don't live inside these places. So Portland lived inside my heart. I love Portland. I love Maine. I love all the people here. I'm always telling people that if you say, I love you, say why you love me. Or why I love you. If you say, I hate you, also say, why are you hating me? So explaining, giving reasons is very important. Why I do love Portland, it's because all these kind people here, I prefer to call it pure people. Also, I love Maine because Maine trying to keep the identity of this state and this city. So I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love the clean streets, all these humble houses, buildings, red brick. I like that.
There's a lot of red brick in Portland. After having burned a couple of times, I think they thought brick was a good idea. So do you plan to stay in Maine, Akil?
Well, Maine, I'm going to talk about Portland. I didn't see the whole Maine. I went to, I guess, Lewiston, Westbrook, some cities. But because I live in Portland and, it's been more than 3 years, so I would prefer to talk about Portland. No, I'm not planning to go anywhere. If I did, Portland will not let me to do that.
Yeah, she's attached to you.
Yeah.
Yes. So last September 29th, you became a U.S. citizen. I wonder if you plan to exercise your right to vote next week, this coming week, in the election. I wonder if you have any advice for other new Americans who might be eligible to mm-hmm. vote this season.
If you don't mind, I'm going to talk about that day, my citizenship.
When
day.
You became a citizen.
Yeah,
oh, yes,
when
great.
I became a citizenship. Mm-hmm. U.S. citizenship. So it wasn't just a paper that giving me citizenship and right for voting. It was a great day. It was more than a great day. I felt in that day I just born again. Feeling that I cannot describe. There is no logic can describe that. I mean, how come I born again as a person who was born before 44 years ago? But this is, I mean, this was my feeling, and I'm still have that feeling, and I'm proud about that. Participating in presidential election is very important. It's just participating in this event, a great event. It's a victory for our democracy that was given to us by the framers and founding fathers of this country. So, yes, I will participate in this election. I will not disappoint those people who, sacrificed their life for us.
Yeah. Is there any buzz in the Iraqi community, the Arabic-speaking community, about issues that are especially important to them this election cycle? What are people talking about?
Well, this election, I think it's more complicated than any election before. I mean, our country facing a very hard time. I hate to see that, like, the country kind of divided to two parts or two teams. But this is the freedom. I mean, people here enjoying their freedom. I'm not gonna just send this message to the people to vote, to participate in this election. It's also a message to the people who gonna lead this country. I just wanted them to remember that. Like in founding fathers, they say that in Declaration of the Independence, people voluntarily give up power to a government. They can take that power back. So please, our leaders, remember that. And be responsible. Put America on the top of everything.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You are listening to WMPG, and if you're just joining us, welcome. This is New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Akil Mohaldin. He is the publisher and editor of The Hanging Gardens of Babylon, an Arabic newspaper to help newcomers learn how to connect with the community and succeed in Maine. Akil, please tell us about your publication.
The purpose of publishing this newspaper is to educate people about their new lives here. And we want them to get to that level for better integration. Learning English, it takes time. We completely encouraging them to learn English and improve their English skills. But same time, or till that time, they need to learn more about their new home. They need to know their rights and their responsibilities to be a good citizen. So in this newspaper, we are providing information. Also, we are sharing our thoughts and exchanging our experience. It's a good opportunity for everybody to learn from each other and also to share their goods, like success.
Yes, and a place to find lessons on the Oud or help with tutors.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great-looking publication. You've come out with two issues so far. What's your long-term hope for this paper?
Well, I wish this newspaper, I can be able to publish it monthly. It's a big project, a lot of work, needs time, efforts, money, all of that. Hopefully, we will get to that level to keep providing our readers with the information that need to, excuse me, to adjust their lives here. My dream, actually, I wish, I hope someday I will have my organization or anything like that can help to keep that love in the heart of people who's coming or who just came to our country. The love is art. So everyone who is a musician or writing or anything related to art, so we're going to take care of him, publishing his book, recording his music, doing a gallery for his painting. It's very important to keep that love. We need love of those people. We need them to love this country. We need them to keep that love in their hearts.
I love that goal. You've started with a paper, but you may spin off in time into an organization that supports creatives from all over the world. I love that. We could use that.
Sure.
And who is your target audience? You clearly are Arabic reading people. Is it just Iraqis you're speaking to, or what kinds of people pick up your paper, and what kind of feedback have you been getting about it?
Our audience is all Arabic speaking or reading speakers. It's not specifically to Iraqi people. It's for all people who speak Arabic.
And some of the articles that you've done in the past include things like how to get a fishing license, in case people didn't know they needed to get one. What other kinds of articles?
Yeah. So, as I said, we need people to learn, hear, and know about their rights and their responsibilities. We don't want them to change their what they believe and how they think. We just need them to do these things without breaking the law. So, yeah, enjoy fishing, but please do it legally. If you need a license, get your license. It's very easy and it's not that expensive. We just want you to enjoy your fishing without any problem.
Yeah, so you're like an established friend who can help someone who's new to the community to assimilate more easily. I love that. And you've talked about how it has changed your life to offer this paper to the community. You said to me the other day that you're rich now from the love you get.
Yes. Yes. Proudly saying that, I'm going to repeat that. People, when they take a copy of the newspaper and they read it, they are learning. But at the same time, I learned from them. I learned a lot. This newspaper, it's from the people to the people. I'm rich because of that love. Every time when I see people holding the newspaper, reading, talking about the information that they got from the newspaper, I feel very happy. I feel very satisfied. And that satisfaction I got from people, I call it love.
It's a little bit like a Valentine for the community. You make this with love, and you pay for it out of your own pocket. So it's not like you're getting rich any other way but love on this paper. These papers are free, and they're available to Arabic-speaking people in the community. How could someone get a hold of one of your newspapers if they were interested? Where could they get one?
Okay. The newspaper, it's available in most Arabic markets and restaurants. Also, it's available in Portland Library. Also, we made an electronic version of the newspaper. It's available online. So it's in everywhere. Hopefully, if they couldn't find it or it's out of any store, they just can email me or call me. I will definitely love to give them one.
Great. And I can link to that on the Pages web website. And you can just click, clickety-click, and find your way to the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Thank you.
Akhil, you are a warm person who sees poetry in everyday life and hears music in the words we use to connect with one another. And I imagine your Arabic newspaper is a satisfying way to share the wisdom of your experiences that you have learned with others. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me here today and to share your story.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me this opportunity to talk and express my feeling. I highly appreciate it. Thank you so much, Kate. You are so wonderful. I loved your show and people loving your show. Thank you.
You're very kind. I get rich with the show just like you get rich with your newspaper.
We're both rich now.
Yes, we are. I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Akhil Mohaldin. Would you be so kind as to introduce the song you've selected to close today's program, Akhil?
It's Iraqi folklore song, but here it's just played by oud by an Iraqi musician. His name is Ahmed Shamma.
Thank you.
I hope you will enjoy it. Thank you. Thank you.